What's up, friends? I'm your host, Amanda Smith, and welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast, the show where I chat with inspiring women about business, life's challenges, and building community, because we all need it. If you need a girl gang, this podcast is for you. All right, guys, welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast. I'm so excited to have my two friends, McKenna and Elena, on today from the Drop Collective. Girls, welcome.
Thank you so much. We're so excited.
It's going to be so much fun. So first of all, for those who might be like living under a rock completely, let's tell each other, tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So I'll take this one.
Yeah, you go. Go ahead.
So I'm Elena. If you need to assign a name to my voice, and we have a store together called Drop Collective. We're babies.
Baby business.
We launched October 1st. So we got this like really cool, crazy idea to just like start a brand new business. Just in the middle of a pandemic.
Classic.
So that's been terrifying. So everybody knows, like, we're all on the same page. Just truly, on God, so terrifying.
Yeah. For sure.
But it's been going well. We have women's clothes, we have accessories, we have hats, we've had some really cool opportunities along the way. It's so weird because I'm like, oh, we're babies. But then I think about it and I'm like, man, are we babies? Because it feels like we've been doing this for years.
Yeah, like 3 months equals 3 years sometimes.
Yes.
When you're working for yourself and you're not getting paid for it and you have every single thing on your own shoulders, 3 months can actually feel like 3 years. And I would just like to go ahead and say for the record as well, I can vouch for that just being on Big Brother.
Yeah.
Because that 3 months also felt like 3 years.
I feel like it takes years off your life.
Yeah,
McKenna,
it does.
What about you?
I'm McKenna.
Hi, McKenna.
Hey, hello. McKenna.
Hey, guys. Like Elena said, I'm the other part of Drop Collective. And I haven't had a chance to tell you this yet, but with Leela.
Yeah.
You know her store in Dallas, Sept.
Yeah.
So she actually asked me to come on and be like the manager of her wholesale side.
Oh,
of her, like a manager of her store. So it's going to be like a showroom too.
So those of you guys aren't familiar, Leela Orr is from Project Runway season.
We had her on the show, gosh, episode 40 something, long ass time ago.
Yeah. I've had her on my podcast. And she's super cool. She does sustainable fashion. Mm-hmm. She has a showroom where she collaborates with other sustainable designers.
Yeah. And it's retail too. So you can do retail and then she offers, now she's offering wholesale.
So cool.
So yeah, I just accepted that. Yay. But I think like last Monday, actually.
So exciting.
I'm excited. It's going to be a challenge because these price points are,
it's so different.
Crazy high. Just because my background is wholesale. Mm-hmm. So I've worked in LA, New York, Dallas. Mm-hmm. So I've always worked with buyers of stores, but my price points were always.
Can you explain, like, in layman's terms, what wholesale is for people who don't know?
My brain goes to like the Dallas market and what that looks like. So tell, in layman's terms for the audience.
Okay.
You can explain it.
Okay. So basically, I was the middleman between the designers, the brand, and the buyers of stores. So I represented the brands and I presented each season the new collections that came out they could place their orders. The store.
It's really interesting because
did I do that a good job of that?
Yeah.
It's such a normal, like it's such a common job. Like a lot of people work in fashion and also, and I think it seems to like a really glamorous job.
No, absolutely not.
It's probably a lot of numbers.
It's a lot of hard work.
It's exhausting.
And I, the only reason I know anything about this is I have no fashion background. Like the me owning a store right now, like it's kind of silly. It's like, where did it come from?
No, it's not. We'll get into that.
But I've watched McKenna work her ass off for years in this wholesale industry. Mm-hmm. And it's never something where, like, I sat down with her and I got a lesson in wholesale fashion. Like, it literally took me just kind of, like, overhearing conversations, stopping by her showroom, like, listening to her on the phone or talking mm-hmm. to an employee or a peer or something like that to where I like put it together, like conceptually mm-hmm. what it is. And it takes me back to, because I used to be in radio. I used to work mm-hmm. for the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And syndication and like certain like like radio jargon, it became yeah. such my normal that I talk about it as if like everybody knows, like yeah. where I'm like, oh yeah, I work for a morning show and like it's right. syndicated in 80 markets. And they're like, what's a market?
Yeah. yeah.
What's like, syndication?
Like a grocery store, like a market. You guys just like blare over the like PA system. And so like for me, it's like, I finally had to really sit and think like, okay, so there are manufacturers and designers mm-hmm. of clothes. And then there's a bunch of stores. Normally when you buy something from a store, like your mind stops. Like you're like, oh, you made this. Like you, yeah. the person who sold this to me must have sat in the back and sewed this up for me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
But there's so much that goes into it. Like somebody else made it. It's
sourced somewhere else.
This yep. comes from somewhere. There's so much that goes into it. And then finally, once it's all produced, then you have a McKenna who's like a wholesale rep that'll yep. go in and sell that piece to a bunch of different like clothing stores. They yeah. could be in like yep. Dillard's, or it could be in like a local boutique.
Like,
and then there's
Bishop Arts or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Totally. And so I'm like, good. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wholesale.
It's so interesting. And so I do want to ask really quick, you know, this different, like, well, maybe we can get into the price point of
okay.
Sept in okay. a second. Because yeah. it's so different. Because this, you know, for those who are listening, like they're business owners, they want to know the ins and outs. And so I think that would be something okay. really interesting to yeah. dive into. But first question, what made you guys decide, well, actually, let's back up even further. How did you guys meet? Because we are besties.
We are besties.
Yeah, we are.
We are one.
What's the story?
Yeah. So my friend Teddy, was it Teddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Teddy and Kimberly. Mostly.
So I went to high school with them. I've known them for forever. We're all from Cleburne. Good old Cleburne. Don't ever go there unless you just like want Chili's or Applebee's kind of situation.
But also there's like
cow here and there. Yeah. I don't know.
No offense to Cleburne, but like there's also like Chili's and cows like in Fort Worth proper.
Yeah, I know.
So like,
hey, I don't know. The Chili's in Cleburne is better than the one off Hewlin.
That's a fact. And I'm a Chili's connoisseur. I know all things Chili's and I can vouch for that.
Okay, so Larry Joe Taylor Fest, are you familiar?
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, but what, Elena, sure, you explain Larry
Elena,
Joe Taylor.
Elena, take it away.
Because I've never experienced it, not my forte, but
I don't understand. This is where you'll learn the parts of McKenna and Elena that are very different. Yes. Because I'm a bag of trash and she has some standards for herself.
Okay.
Some. I didn't say a ton. Like there's like a couple.
Just a few.
Don't put her on a pedestal or anything. Okay. So Larry Joe Taylor Music Festival is the Coachella of Texas country. It happens in Stephenville, Texas, on Melody Mountain Ranch. And it is a
hoot and a half, it sounds like.
It's a hoot and a half times 10, and it's a thing of my dreams. I love everything about it. I have been going since like the year 2013, and it's basically just some land and like one big stage, and then like some more land and like one small stage, and then a bunch of people
on coolers and porta potties.
Yeah, like some of them don't have shirts on, and yes, I'm talking about like both genders. This is a...
So it is a semi-nude ranch, is what it feels ooh. Like.
Wait, I like that. Music.
I was going to say beach, but that doesn't make sense.
No, there's no...
Here.
The only water is like the puddles you have to jump through.
And I don't mean from rain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, she doesn't mean it in a sexy way. It's like a porta potty fell over.
Nasty.
So it normally happens in April, and it's like a bunch of Texas country musicians. And I know I'm making it sound like really redneck, and that's because it is.
It totally is.
However, there is this element of just like original, independent, like amazing music that McKenna does enjoy.
I do. I love Texas country music.
We love the music.
It's just the setting is not for me.
It's just so fun. It's free.
But you were there.
She was not there.
You were not there.
I've never gone.
She has never gone.
I've just heard so many stories like from my friends that have gone. Like I, one year was it Abby, one of our friends, she broke her
Ankle.
I feel like there's so many accidents.
I believe she was getting pushed in like a buggy from like a store, and it felt like I'm like
just like basically paramedics on the site on the ready.
No, there are. I've had to have cops put me in the back of their golf cart and drive me to my trailer because I've gotten too toasty. But it's really just a music festival of all these like-minded people that love the same music, and we just act a fool. So one beautiful April afternoon at Larry Joe Taylor Music Festival several years back, I run into Teddy and her group of friends, and we just bust down with the bust down together. We're like, oh, you're fun, I'm fun, cool, let's hang out. Mm-hmm. And then we take our drinking separate ways. Larry Joe Taylor Music Festival ends. I am actively avoiding my responsibilities at work the following Monday, and I find them on Instagram on accident, like just like checking geotags and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my friends. So I connected with them on Instagram. I randomly would see like their little friend group out for years and run into them. Obviously, we live in the same area and we have similar taste in music. Yeah. So you're not shocked to find out that you like run into these people. And this was her friend group. And finally, after a couple of years and running into each other, we like made plans with intention to go to a Texas country music show at Billy Bob's. And
classic.
I think it was just actually me and Teddy. And then ever since then, it's been like, I'm just part of the group. And shortly after that, McKenna actually moved to LA. And this is one of my favorite stories. Soon after that, I was cast to be on CBS's hit reality TV show, Big Brother. And I really let the audiences down for a few months in that capacity. But at the same time, McKenna was living in LA, roommates with a girl who's best friends with a girl on my season.
Crazy.
And it's so weird. So, like, McKenna just, like, waddles out of her bedroom. She's, like, going to put on this trash TV.
Oh, my gosh, you said I waddle.
I was about to say. I don't know. I felt, like, waddling. Like, it was, like, a bit of excitement, but maybe some, like, apprehension. Like, you don't really know what you're getting yourself into.
I'm, like, envisioning myself how I was walking out of my room pee? Now. Like,
what's the situation? I was imagining it more of, like, a speed waddle where you're, like, kind of excited. Like
a little penguin.
Like a penguin waddle. Okay. Like, all right. We are acting it out. You can't see it. And
we
so
should be filming this.
She's headed to the living room to turn on like trash television, and her roommate comes out and was like, no, I have to watch this show. Like, my friend's on it. And she's like, no, I have to watch a show. My friend's on it. And then it turns out both of their best friends are on the same TV show. And they're like, are they going to hate each other? Are they going to be best friends? Like, are we going to end up like getting in a fight because they're in different alliances?
Oh, no.
We knew. We were like, okay, it's either going to be, they're going to love each other and they're going to be best friends, or they're really going to hate each other.
That's crazy.
And also, like, I lived 5 minutes from where they were filming, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And they just had no idea.
No clue. So me and this girl end up being best friends.
Mm-hmm.
She's my best friend from Big Brother, which is so crazy. And we're sitting on the hammock, like, out there trying to pass the time and convince ourselves we're not losing our minds. And I'm, like, telling her about my friends back home. She's telling me about her friends. And we're, like, telling each other about our friends that live together.
The same people.
The same people. And so I get off of Big Brother. McKenna's right down the road. And she's like, let me just, like, take you in. So me and this guy that I was dating, I can't remember his name.
That's fine.
It's fine. He's actually a really irrelevant part of the story, but he was there. We stayed with McKenna for like a week after we wrapped filming. And I, at that time, I was just like, McKenna, honestly, move home. Like, quit your job that you have in LA. Like, honestly, like, who cares about a lease? I mean, we all have them. Like, I don't feel that bad for you. You're making it seem like it's a really special situation. We all have leases. Break it. And then, like, get on our same flight and come home with us. And she did.
I did. I will say I had been previously trying to move back home.
Got it.
My sister was having a baby.
Oh, I didn't. So this was not all Elena.
Well, I will say it was definitely.
Was it all Elena or was it all Elena?
I will say it definitely, it made me move quicker.
Yeah.
You know? But I hated my job. I was pretty miserable there. So, I was like, you know what? It's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
LA's so expensive. I'm never going to like own a home here. I'm going to live an apartment forever and eventually
box.
Probably not have a dishwasher in my apartment. So I was like, you know what? It's time.
It's funny because normally I'm the kind of person that's like, don't limit yourself. Like, you're saying that and that's going to be your reality. But in this situation, but I'm also, like, yeah, move home.
Yeah.
There is an element it of like making sense. Better decisions yeah. for yourself. Like you're more likely to succeed in this, in right. this environment. Or like if you were to be just like the kind of gal that has money for a dishwasher, like you could have two in Texas. You could probably only exactly. have one in California. You
can
have,
yeah. So many dishwashers.
It's, yeah.
It's crazy.
It's just like, honestly, and that's what I think about all the time. It's just like the cost of living here and the number of dishwashers I can have mm-hmm. is just above yeah. and beyond almost every other like state. So yeah.
you should have a partnership with Whirlpool. For like
dishwasher. When you say that and I've actually tried.
Oh,
yeah, they said no.
On to the next
Maybe
brand.
Maybe next 2022.
2022 is my Whirlpool year.
Sorry.
I feel it.
Write it down, sis.
Manifest that.
Mm-hmm. Get it on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm going to go edit my manifestations right after this podcast. Let's add Whirlpool in.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and you were saying, you know, better decisions and things like that, you know, and as we grow into adulthood and do adult things, it's like, yeah, I want to be with my family. I want to be right. with friends. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do some shitty thing that I don't want to do. Like, we forget after as we get out of college, like, oh, this is what you do and this is what you're supposed mm-hmm. to do. No, it's not. Like, you don't have to do what you don't want to do.
Right. But I will say, though, like, it was so important to me to get out there and experience it.
And yeah.
And I say, like, I was so determined when I was still in college. I was going to go to New York. Like, fashion has always been my, like, thing. Obsessed with it. I wanted to go into that industry. So I tried and tried and tried. Got that internship in New York. Hated it. I hated New York.
Isn't that crazy?
You're like, ooh, my dreams are coming true. I hate my dreams.
I ended up leaving 2 weeks early. I was like, get me out of New York. I was an intern. So it's not like, you know, I got this cool job. Like, they gave me a per diem for like an $18 salad and then like my subway ride. Like that. Like,
was it like Devil Wears Prada?
Yes, but just like not nearly as like glamorous and like fashionable. I definitely wasn't working for
the
a
idea
magazine.
That your boss is Satan. Yes, the yeah, the like thinking. Really cool outfits and shoes.
No,
not at all.
And the other bitchy girls. Yes,
like I as soon the first day I showed up, they're like, okay, see that pile of junk over there? We need to hang it on hangers. And then you see that closet that's filled to the top? You need to organize that. And then, hey, I need some breakfast. Can you run down the street? I will never forget it. I had to get a boiled egg and then
what?
Yogurt with honey on top. And I bring it back to her. And she's like, there's not enough honey. Can you please take it back and get more? Like that. Like that was my summer
that
in New York.
That is so Devil Wears
that, that stuff. Yes. But just like no Chanel.
No Chanel.
Gucci,
no
pumps. No, none of that.
Not yet. Because here pretty soon, here, though.
Yeah.
We're going to have enough
up.
Money that we can just buy
coming
Gucci
up
and Chanel.
All Chanel.
Hell yeah. Maybe.
That's crazy.
Maybe. Not maybe. Definitely.
We are.
We are.
Speak it.
I'm speaking it yeah. to life. Mm-hmm. And that is my new reality. I'm rich.
Securing the bag. I was about to...
I'm just curious, was that convincing? Like,
no,
did I
totally
convince you guys?
It was. I was trying to sound really cool, but all I could think of was secure the bag. And I don't think that sounds cool at all.
No,
that's what I was saying it out loud.
It's super cool. You nailed it.
Fucking secure nailed it. Bag,
I am every single day, just all I'm trying to do is like be in my bag, but also be in like honestly anybody else's bag too, if they're willing.
You got
it. Like, what's your bag look like?
Can I come over there? All right. So what made you guys decide to, you know, go into business? And I think now, well, 2020 was the time that people were like, well, now I have some time to think about my life. Yeah. You know, what else can I do? Which I think is really good. Like, I know for me, it forced me to slow the hell down mm-hmm. and like and listen like, to myself and like really? What I wanted to do. So in the middle of the pandemic and you guys launched in October, what made you guys decide to go into business together?
It was something that I always wanted to do was a store.
You started your own showroom,
wholesale
showroom,
yeah,
to where you would be repping brands, but like right. without a boss.
I was the boss.
You were the boss.
And I was more of like they call it an independent rep. So I didn't have anyone over me paying mm-hmm. me salary. I was once again straight commission hustling out of this room in this office
in right my house
here in her house.
Elena's so house. This is the beginning of 2020.
Everything. Yeah. And then
COVID. And we thought we were onto something. We were like, oh, all right, sis, like I've like got this office set up. I'm like, you come over every day. It'll give you a space to work. Having someone come into my house too that like would make me get out of bed. I felt was something that was really cool for me. Yeah. And mm-hmm. And we were like starting our day with manifestations. We were reading our little like scripture out loud. Yeah. We were like ready to get it. And then coronavirus was like, hey, by the way, also like I disrespect you and like go fuck yourself. And we were like, oh, cool.
Classic.
I love that joke.
Yeah. So this, when I started doing the independent thing, I was like, okay, this is my last like go round with this wholesale stuff, because at that point, I think it's been 7 years of me doing it, and it is such a brutal industry to be in. It really is not what people think. So I was like, this is my last chance that I'm going to give myself to do this. And then COVID hit, and it was like, like, great. I'm really glad I just.
Where's the wah wah? Hold on. Do you remember which one's the wah wah?
No, I don't.
It's not that one.
There were no sweet birds chirping, I can tell you that.
I have a cool Rodecaster that we're recording on, and it makes sounds, but all of my labels for the sounds fell off. So
no.
So every single time now, it's just like a guessing game.
Try one more.
No.
Not it.
Not it.
Not it.
That's what we were hoping for.
But instead.
One more. Nope. No.
Well, maybe it kind of was a joke.
Kind of a joke.
Coronavirus was like, joke's on you. Well, and you know, like, how did you feel after that happened?
Well, basically, you know, when I was working with these buyers, they were placing like months
massive orders
and months out. So I don't get paid until those orders ship and they pay their invoices.
Mm-hmm. That's a long game for some cash.
So all of the work I did got canceled because of COVID, and none of these stores could pay their
literally
bills.
Like months of months.
And I'm talking
slinging shoes at people
and traveling. Like I did market after market, New York, LA,
road appointments,
Vegas. I was in my car driving to Austin and back in one day. Like I was. And so poor during all of it. And then just all of my work just canceled just like that because all the stores shut down and no one could take in their goods. So I was like,
hilarious.
I'm done. I'm done with this. I can't do it anymore. And I was like, what do I really want to do?
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to get out of it, but I was too scared to leave that comfort zone because that's what I've always known. That's what I've always done. And I really worked hard at it and perfected it. And was super knowledgeable in it. So I was like, Elena, I just threw it out there. I was like, let's do this. Let's like do a store. And I remember exactly we were getting a pedicure.
Oh, really? Because I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, when did this actually happen?
We were getting a pedicure and it was like early July.
Okay.
I feel like. And I was like, I'm doing it. Are you in? Are you out?
Yeah.
She was like, I'm in. Sure. Let's do it.
I must have been like, I feel like she picked like a really particular strategic time. Moment in which to ask me. Number one, too, just for like the people that have no clue who I am, which makes more sense that you would not know who I am than know who I am. I've never worked in fashion.
Right.
I've never had like a background in this industry. I had some whole ass other jobs for sure. Sort of. Are we calling them jobs? I never really do.
Yeah,
situations.
I had some paying situations. That sounds really worse. Shady. Never
mind. Abort.
LOL. Just kidding. Not that. So years back, I worked for the Kid Craddock Morning Show, which I think I've like briefly mentioned on this podcast. Yeah. That was my dream job. I was like, oh my God, I've peaked. Here we go. Like literally no one can touch me. I'm so cool. It didn't end up being like what I thought it was going to be, like all of my dreams coming true. It turns out that like the way that you romanticize something in your head is almost never how it happens, which is why McKenna thought that like the fashion industry was going to be like magical and you know, why you probably thought at one point like kids were cute.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's because other people portray, especially now in our generation, on social media. Like, it looks fabulous. And yeah. then, like, the whole Devil Wears Prada, like, movies and things like that.
Yeah, the bold type really, like, spins you yeah. in a, like, yes. the, all these shows. And even, like, me watching, like, kid TV.
yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, it's so cool. But then there's, like, a commercial break. There's so much other work. You have to be there oh at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's
you're still, killing yourself.
Yeah, you still have people you don't jive with in every environment.
And question, whenever you got into it, did anyone... Like, was anyone super honest, like, straight up about
Ooh, good
the
question.
Job? Because...
No.
Okay.
Because, probably not.
Because when I started, my first real job in Dallas, I got hired after New York. Bethany. She was a girl that
Bethany.
Worked... She was a girl that worked in the showroom, and I did... I got, like, a little market help job, and they hired me, like, the week after. And Bethany sat me down, and she was like, I just want to let you know how... extremely difficult this job is. You're gonna be in a minivan with clothes in the back, and you're gonna be gone 6 weeks in a row. Like, you'll come back on the weekend, but you're traveling a 7-state territory, and it's tough. And if she didn't tell me that, I would have not ever been able to stick it out, because she told me the truth. I was prepared. I knew what was like.
And
I was
you were
expect.
Still in for it,
and I was still in for it, because there's so many times where girls, young girls right out of college, think, you know, exactly that. It's going to be so glamorous mm-hmm. and easy. Gosh. And you're just going to be working with designers. And it's just like, no, sis, that's not going to happen.
That ain't it.
And it sucks that people aren't honest with them, like, it from the very mm-hmm. beginning. No. Of course they're going to quit 2 weeks later. They're like, this is not what I signed up for.
I think, like, this is a message just for everyone in general about life.
Yeah.
And I wish somebody had told me about it at some point sooner. Like, nothing that you imagine is
would have been nice.
Like, what ends up happening. Mm-hmm. it's so easy to romanticize things in your head. It's kind of like what gives us hope. Like, you almost have to convince yourself that it is wonderful if you ever mm-hmm. even want to do it or, like, maintain it.
Yeah.
Or at least in some capacity. Yep. And maybe I'm 30. I haven't done it all. I haven't really done a lot. So maybe there are these, like, dream jobs I haven't, like,
maybe
fell into yet. But I feel like even in my situation that a lot of people would look at me at a safe distance, you know, on Instagram or 6 feet away, however we're doing it these days, and think that my life is super glamorous and fun and easy and wonderful. And mm-hmm. And it's like, honestly, like, you're spot on. Like, I have no problems. I'm super rich. I'm loved by the masses. No, that's not it. It's really cool and fun in some ways.
Sure.
It's also so many other things.
Yeah. It's hard as shit.
It's really hard. And that's what it was on the radio. Like, there were some things about it that were just, like, undeniably so badass. Yeah. Where you're just like, I could sit there and look at my life and be like, how am I sitting literally crisscross applesauce 3 feet away from, like, Hosier, while he's, by the way, such a tall man.
Oh, my.
Huge, almost tall. 7 feet. That's really crazy. Like, I'm Yikes. Sitting on the floor watching him perform, standing, and I could honestly, like, clean out the fungus between his toes. That's how close I am to this man. And I'm just, like, looking straight up and also counting, like, the ceiling there tiles because that's how tall he is. I'm like, how is this my
Incredible.
life? That was my first moment working at the Kidcratic Morning Show that I left. And even when I first started working there, I was still working mm-hmm. my full-time job. So I was getting up at, like, 4 a.m living in Fort Worth, driving out to the studio, working the show until, like, 10:30, and then going straight to my other job back in Fort Worth. And I literally got back in the car after that day of work and I cried because I was like, that's not real.
Yeah.
That, like, and he just performed two songs in front of me, like, the day before that. Like, I got to touch Nick Jonas's face. I'm like, these things are cool
Blessings.
Things.
Yeah.
But then there's hard things.
Yeah.
There's tough things. There's, there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
So that was my journey for a bit. I got recruited to be on a reality TV show, and I was like, no. And then I was like, wait, yes.
Hold on.
And I was like, wait, come back.
Back up.
I was like, I'll risk it. So that also didn't go like I wanted it to, because I for sure didn't win the $500,000. And I just got into a super toxic relationship that ended publicly and led me to another TV show that, while it did pay good, was a real bummer on my mental health. But I bought this house, was really feeling like new beginnings. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to refocus and like, you know, like really pour into my podcast, that I had also started the Miscellaneous Podcast, by the way, anywhere you find your podcasts. And then the coronavirus happened. I got this amazing opportunity with a brand that I love, that I've like wanted to work with, to go to Australia with some of my other favorite creators slash like internet best friends. And I was like, this is it. Like I'm finally releasing my toxic relationship. I'm stepping away from that. I'm getting this like amazing opportunity. Like I'm going to get on antidepressants this year. Like this is my year. And then coronavirus happened. My trip got quarantine hit 3 days before I was supposed to leave, 2 days before I was supposed to leave. And I'm an influencer and a podcaster. That's my income right now. Yep. So yeah, coronavirus did affect that in a major way and continued to. And so McKenna, I guess, looked over at me while I was at optimal relaxation.
Yep. That's what I was going to say.
With probably.
She got you real primed.
Mm-hmm. Wait, let me turn on your massage chair for you really quick.
Yeah. You feeling good? You need some wine?
Yeah. Like, do you want me to ask them for just like one more wine for you? So, and then she asked me to open a store with her, and I was like, oh my God, let's do it. again, though, because even though I've seen this girl like bust her ass, right? I don't know all the ins and outs.
Sure.
And we're thinking like we're going to be this dynamic duo. Granted, we are. Don't get me wrong. This is not me setting you up to say that like we thought we were going to be this dynamic duo and we're not. Like we are. But I had romanticized it in my head a little bit too. I'm like, oh my God, we'll have a store. And like I'm sure there's really hard stuff that happens with it, but like we'll hire someone to do the hard stuff. And then like, I'll just post and then like tag and like hashtag. And then we'll like put on cute outfits and it'll be awesome. And then we'll leave it too.
We'll sell so much.
Oh my God. We're going to sell out.
Everyone's going to love our shit. Yeah.
Day one sold. Sold out. It's going to be more annoying that we can't keep inventory in stock.
Than we can.
Mm-hmm. So, hot bummer. No, it's not that wrong one. I was like, let me just try one more button. It's more like.
There we go.
We found it. It's the green one.
Okay.
So there is a bit of a wah-wah-wah in everything. And luckily for McKenna and I, we're such best friends. We have so much fun. We make the most fun out of almost every situation. And she's naturally like way more positive than me. I'm like a little bit of a negative Nelly.
Really?
Yes.
I like to call it realistic. So like in situations.
This is what I want to get into is like y'all are best friends. How... Mm-hmm. Do you work together?
I think what made me realize that I could maybe work with McKenna was when coronavirus hit and we had to quarantine. Mm-hmm. She was just like at my house when we got that information and she never left.
Did it. And this is why I asked you the other day, do you guys live together?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
No. Everybody thinks that McKenna's my roommate. Everybody thinks then once I tell them that McKenna's not my roommate, they're like, okay, well, who is your roommate? Because who's always at your house? McKenna's always at. She just doesn't live here. And yes, I have a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house and only 1 bedroom. There's not even another bed for someone to sleep on.
Yeah.
I fully like one room's a closet, one room's a podcast studio, one room's where the magic doesn't happen because I don't have a boyfriend. And so I'm really cautious to like get into friendships and mix them with anything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So like I don't even like to have a roommate. I don't like I'm very, very protective over my friendships. Yeah. I've had bad ones, I've had really bad experiences with friends.
But you should be.
Of course.
And it that was my biggest hesitation because I'm like, if I ruin my best friendship over a crop top, I'm gonna be pissed.
This is gonna fucking suck.
It's gonna be really, really a huge bummer. I'm not gonna have anyone to go out with in my crop tops. So fuck me. I was so nervous. But
we have a good balance.
We have a pretty good balance.
Because Elena's so good with social. Like that's her whole job. Like she's so knowledgeable in that.
Mm-hmm. Am I? No, she
yes. She's good at that. That's her strength. And then my background in wholesale definitely came into play. And then we have two different styles. Like Elena has such a natural good eye for fashion.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
What a great compliment coming from McKenna.
Yeah, I know.
Also, do you want to say the same for me? Or
she's okay as well. Like, I would expect her to maybe be like a little bit more advanced in the field just due to the fact that she's had so much experience. And I've literally just like come off the street like having no background and I'm truly like crushing it every day. But I don't want to like intimidate her or make her feel like she's not good enough. It's
right.
No, just kidding.
A good bit. This week we are sharing with you, we're not sponsored by because this is our own thing, we're sharing with you our first virtual summit for 2021, the Refresh and Flow Summit. This is all about inviting you to come get refreshed and feeling into the flow for 2021. We are ditching hustle culture. We are no longer going to kill ourselves trying to get it all done. We need some rest and refreshing time and content for ourselves. So the Refresh and Flow Virtual Summit will be a day-long virtual summit for those who are seeking rest, revitalization, and tangible ways to purposely move through the rest of 2021 without the grind and stress. You guys are going to walk away with stress management tips for daily life, goal-setting habits and strategies in your life or career or business, best practices with when it comes to money, spending and saving, a mindset reset, and so much more. So you're going to get to hear from speakers in a unique and central intimate setting, get connected with other attendees and network, make friends, so much more bonuses and inside perks for only $47. All day summit, Friday, February 5th. Save the date. We're so excited to bring you speakers such as Monica Danaeus, who is a licensed therapist, Natasha Hemingway, who is Miss Anti-Hustle, selling with heart, not hustle. And this virtual summit is going to be for absolutely anybody. So if you are a mom and you need a little time for yourself, if you are working a 9-to-5 and you need goal setting or career help or some refreshing time for this new year, if you are a business owner, we are going to have something for absolutely everybody in this summit. So all you need to do is head to bit.ly/refreshflow. That's bit.ly/refreshflow. We are supported by BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com is online secure counseling services that you can take advantage of right from their handy dandy app. I've been using BetterHelp for the last several months. I went on there, I took a quick quiz about who I am and my personality. They matched me to the best fit counselor for me, and then we got started. You can message your counselor in the app portal, you can journal. They can give you activities and kind of homework or assignments so that you can work through the things that you are dealing with. And when you use code GIRLGANG, you can get 10% off. So betterhelp.com/GIRLGANG for more information.
Our styles are so different, which I think is really fun. Like, it's,
but we also meet in the middle on a lot of things.
On a lot of things, we meet in the middle. But there's stuff where, like, McKenna, where like I would see it on a hanger or even in a certain, like, on a mannequin or something. And I'm like, I would never reach for that. I would never grab it. And I would sometimes I would even, like, turn my nose up to her. I'd be like, I would literally never wear that. But then, like, McKenna grabs it, puts it on, and I'm like, oh,
damn,
you look really cute.
Maybe I should.
And again,
try it.
I still probably, it's still something that doesn't, that I maybe don't feel my most confident in. But I can respect her eye and like the way she wears it. Like, she's a very feminine, girly, flirty, classic kind of style. Mm-hmm. And I'm lean more towards being a little bit like edgier and eclectic and a lot.
But I think that's really reflected in like the collections and pieces you guys have chosen in Drop Collective. So like, that's kind of my next thing is, how did you guys, with two different styles, and y'all are so different, come up with what you wanted to offer in the shop and why?
I think that was kind of our baseline, was the fact that we feel like we're, you know, we're late 20s, early 30s. We still enjoy like getting dressed up and looking trendy and cute and stuff. And we wanted to be able to curate pieces and looks and all everything you need, basically.
Right.
That honors both of our styles, that you can grab this pair of pants and you can make it a McKenna look. You can make it really feminine and classic, something that you can wear a few different ways, but you can also take those same pants and add these couple of pieces and have a completely different look.
Right.
So we wanted to pull in like elevated basics, like statement pieces that are still a piece you need, something that you can use in a lot of different ways, like really versatile pieces that are classic pieces, but they're still a statement piece. Yeah. And be able to honor her style, honor my style, and be able to bring in stuff that would accommodate every single girl. And granted, we are online, but we're Fort Worth girls at heart. Mm-hmm. And when we look around our city and like even in the entire Metroplex, it's sometimes you get burnout on
where to go
not having somewhere that you're like, okay, well, this is kind of out of my price range, or this is like they don't have styles for my body type. Sure. And I just like, this isn't exactly my
vibe
here. And so we wanted to find a place that everyone felt like they could shop, like every single body type, every type of style is honored, and that there's something for everyone, and find pieces that you're not going to see everywhere else. Right. That you're not going to see at other stores. And let me tell you, that's been a challenge. It's been hard to
stick to that.
It's hard
to navigate the wholesale world, this is where we come in, where it's so nice to have McKenna, who has worked in this world for so long and has a leg up in that capacity. But it's still really difficult to find pieces that we feel confident to bring in, and price points. Like, we want to be able to cover a wide price point. If you're looking for a jacket that's $300 that you're going to keep for a decade.
Forever,
we want to carry that for you. But if you need something that you're just going to like bust a move in and whatever, and it's a little bit lower price point, we want to carry that for you too.
Sure.
So variety, versatility, and just like unique curated pieces. We're putting a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
And we've been really lucky to collaborate with Lila Orr, like we mentioned before. She's from Project Runway, and she does sustainable fashion. So we've collaborated with her to do an entire hat line.
Love it.
We got to design the pieces. We got to literally pick every single thing about it. And it was made an hour away.
Yeah. So cool.
McKenna had a connection with a Dallas jewelry designer as well. Misty from Beesteller. Mm-hmm. Her stuff is in Stanley Korshak, Neiman's, and Nordstrom. Macy's.
Did I make it? So fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we got to design our line with her. We have other collaborations and stuff that we're working on that's coming. So it's something that's a little bit more elevated than just your run-of-the-mill boutique. We're really trying to put like our own special touch on it, do things that you're not going to see anywhere else. Yeah. And it's a lot more work.
I was going to say, it's probably harder, not harder, but like you just have to get more creative with how you market that too.
Exactly.
And like how you get it out there. And have you guys been presented with any challenges that way? Because also you guys model the stuff too. So you're not just picking, designing, cultivating the shop, doing like y'all are doing everything. And I think that's what business owners like want to hear is like,
yeah,
I'm doing everything. Like we haven't hired people. We haven't done this. Like it's just us.
And it's starting out it's so challenging because you're bringing in stuff that, you know, we love and we think is going to do great, but you don't know until it's out there and you're like, okay, people are loving this. They're buying it, sold out. And then like, damn, no one's even touched this style.
So the market research side of it is like,
tough. And you really don't know till you bring stuff in. And I was prepared for that. Just like I said, being on the wholesale side, like I was working with buyers, especially new stores, they would come in and they'd be like, you know, McKenna, this wasn't selling for me. And it could be, you know, my job is to recommend best sellers. Like, this is selling for everybody. And it's crazy. They'll come back in and be like, this didn't sell for me. So it just, you have to, there's so many aspects that go into it that we're still figuring out. I mean, that first year of business is the most important and vital. Yeah.
How do you feel like you guys have done as far as, because like you come from the wholesale side, but now it's like you're shifting because you're mm-hmm. a co-owner of a boutique and right. you're selling actual pieces that you guys right. curated. And then your experience with like selling and marketing has been different in the aspect mm-hmm. of like an influencer.
Yeah.
And then like ads on a podcast. So do you, have you seen like a shift of like how you guys are actually selling your merchandise?
I think it's been for me just kind of a, not trial and error necessarily, because I don't know that there's really been any like error, but there has just been just things where I'm like, yeah. okay, well this week I'm going to see kind of what happens when I like go about it like this. Mm-hmm. And then this week I'm going to maybe just switch. So for me, I think I'm trying to get a groove of what people want to see, how people yeah. want to see it. Where are people clicking? Yep. Where are people mm-hmm. buying mm-hmm. from? Mm-hmm. Like, what matters to people in yep. social media? And while that has been my focus for years, it's just in a different, it's kind of with a different lens on now. Mm-hmm. So I'm having to make adjustments as I go. And with like my own social media, mm-hmm. I very much operate it with a like, it's my social media. Like, fuck you, fuck off. Like, yeah. if you don't like it,
you don't have to be here.
You don't have to be here. Like, that is my brand. Yeah. I am very a lot. I'm abrasive. I'm always joking. I'm yeah. not safe for work. And I'm kind of just like pretty shamelessly myself 100% of the time.
It makes me think of when,
what?
When you were like talking about how you hate Christmas music, and then Blair gets on Instagram was like, okay, like as you guys saw, like Elena doesn't like Christmas music. We're not friends anymore. And everybody yeah. freaked yeah. out and thought she was serious. And you're like,
so funny.
We're both kidding.
She's still getting messages about that. Like she texted me the other day and she was like, there's literally someone still really concerned that we're not friends. Like they're like, hey, so like,
that's kind of
sweet
though.
I haven't seen you guys together and I'm getting worried.
It's like they care about us.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, wow, anyway. You guys are invested. Thank you so much. Your priorities are clearly like
right in line.
Aligned. So yeah, I'm just kind of like making adjustments as I go and I'm learning as I go. Yeah. Like I'm learning everything as I go, you know? And I had to tell McKenna that from the beginning. Like I think because I'm so protective of my friends, that was my biggest thing is I'm always nervous to like let somebody down or disappoint someone. So when there's another element involved in the relationship, like you're not just my boss or somebody that I like work with, like you're somebody I deeply care about. Mm-hmm. And like, I care how you see me and I care like what you think of me and mm-hmm. I care about our friendship. And the only reason I pushed yes on this for me was I'm like, you lived with me during quarantine and we didn't get tired of each other. We ran into no problems. Like,
This is probably
yeah. something where like I can navigate a business relationship yeah. with you. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And we are just normally always on the same page, which is kind of nice. There's been so many times where I've like had this thought in the back of my head and I'm like, okay, I think I'm gonna bring it up to McKenna and just like see what she says. And before I even say it out loud, like I'm like hyping myself. I'm like, yeah, you're a bad bitch. You just tell her how you feel. You're just gonna be like, you know what? I think that we should cancel that shirt. And I'm like, hype. I'm like, you got this. And she's like, you know what? I was thinking about it and I think we should cancel that shirt. And I'm like, oh my God, bro, we should cancel the shirt. Like I was just thinking that every time. It's happened 10 times.
It happens a lot.
Every single time she has a thought or I have a thought. Though. We're normally like right on the same wavelength, but it's very clear that we are learning as we go together.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's starting a business. You can have a set plan, right? You can have, like, this is how it's going to go. This is what's going to happen.
The number of set plans we've had is laughable. We were dead set convinced that we were going to redo my garage in the back and have a detached garage, and that was going to be our warehouse. We were dead set on it.
And because we were only going to do online.
We were only going to be online. That was the first plan. We were dead set. I was like, I don't have time for a brick and mortar. And let me go ahead and tell you right now, I still don't have time for a brick and mortar, by the way. Do we have one? Yes.
Yes.
But we were dead set, online only. We're just going to do it out of my house because I need to work here all the time anyways. Like the garage will be our spot. We'll just put in a couple grand. Get it set up. We'll like toss a like heater on the wall, call it a day, maybe get a fold out table. Bam.
Oh, love it.
Bam. Warehouse.
Yeah. No.
No. Mm-mm. We cleaned out the garage. We sold shit out of the garage. Facebook marketplace is popping.
Classic.
Like we worked for it.
Yeah.
We got stuff for the garage. like pieces that we would like things that you would need to have in a warehouse mm-hmm, and like mm-hmm. import, like we have them. Mm-hmm. We don't have a warehouse in the garage though.
No,
no, that dream died quickly
after we got the price.
Yeah, we were like, yeah. JK. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we'll just put that back a couple of months.
We'll just keep the inventory in this small office space that we're recording at currently. Yeah.
And then that overflowed into the kitchen, the dining room, the other room.
Oh my God.
And then Elena was like, I'm losing my mind. So we're going to have to do something.
That's one thing I swore to myself whenever we started selling merch was my house will not be a shipping station. Mm-hmm. And I still, to this day, I will never do it.
Because I thought you were about to say, and guess what? My house is a shipping station.
No, but like, it gives me so much anxiety to mm-hmm. have to like have it all in my house.
It's clutter.
Like, kudos to the people who are doing it and doing it well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there's probably a way to do it where it makes sense. Yeah. Or like you're like, I don't know, like organized or something. Yeah. That just simply wasn't our reality at the time. And it still isn't.
Really freaks my bean. I hate it.
Anyway. Yeah, my bean has been freaked. Believe me.
I knew that was coming.
So tell us about how you guys got into the shop.
Yeah. Shop's off Fort Worth. You want to do it? You want me to do it? You do it.
Our friend Mamie over at Tucker Brown, they've been on Camp Bowie for quite some time. They actually moved into this Shop Small Collective. So it's a building with a bunch of other like vendors and stores in it that rent out space of the room.
It's like a collaborative space.
Yeah, collective.
Little market.
Love it. Which is so cute.
It's cute.
Is that what they call like bodegas in the Northeast? Isn't like a bodega like a collective market or something? I don't know.
All my like bodega.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so curious. All my friends in New York talk about their bodegas and I'm like, I've never heard of that. It just in my mind, that's what I think a bodega is. Like they have like multiple vendors. I
mean, a small corner store or market that sells groceries and wine.
They have groceries and they also have wine. So like different vendors.
Okay, sure.
So I was like exactly right. Stretch. So I was spot on. It was 100% correct.
Yeah. I was going to say that okay. too.
No, it's like 100% correct. So good.
You're right.
So I'm right all the time. All right. Keep going, McKenna.
I went to an event that they were having right when Mamie moved in there, and I met Whitney, who is the owner, and they offered us a little pop-up shop there.
So great.
And we did it, and it went so well that we of course changed our plan. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this was such a good like moment for us that I think we're possibly missing out on something.
When something's going right in the beginning, you double down and you keep going.
Yeah. And when we were going to come back like 2 weeks later
for another pop-up.
And she offered us to just stay.
I love it.
And so I was like, sounds great. Cause that means inventory isn't going back in my house. Yeah. And we're not going to have to pack it up again. Cause like all the manual labor nightmare. Is not my favorite stuff so far with the business.
And then, after that, there was a room available in the very front. And we were like, so let's take it.
Sign
let's
us up.
Do it.
Let's just see what happens.
We just moved in like 2 weeks ago.
We're not even really settled.
No, we have a lot of like work to do in the room.
But I think that's something that's a great lesson in in life in general, is just to be able to be adaptable. Like everybody
have to be.
And I've talked about this on my podcast a lot. Everybody kind of looks down. There's this stigma around like changing your mind, that like anytime you change your mind, that makes you look bad. Like you're flaky. You weren't your intentions weren't set to begin with. Like you can't be trusted. You're all over the place. You're a woman and you're hormonal. You have a period. Whatever you want to try to say about it. I just believe the wildly opposite of that.
You're growing,
right? I think that when new information is presented to you and you're incapable of changing your mind or adapting to new information or a new opportunity, then you're a melon-headed dum-dum. Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to grow with your business or grow with an idea or grow with your partner. Like this can be applied to almost any life lesson, but there is nothing wrong with changing your mind. If you think that you're in love with someone and it's going really well and then they start beating you, that's a good time to change your mind. It doesn't invalidate any of the feelings you had before or the it doesn't take away from the realness of it. It's just simply there's new information. Yes. There's a new thing happening. And so now Let's you need to make things. An adjustment mm-hmm. with that.
Yeah.
And so for us, we had our mind dead set on like several things. Mm-hmm. Then we realized you can make way more money when people try on your clothes and you're able to like talk about a product or yeah. a piece that you've made yourself
yeah. or and develop those relationships. Yes. So, I mean, relationships in life, in any industry is so important.
It's pretty much the center of what you do.
Yeah, 100% yeah. it is. Yeah.
So we're just out here adapting as we go. We're learning uh-huh. as we go. We're doing the best we can every day. There's some days we might not even be doing the absolute best we can. But, you know, if you can't do the best you can that day, that's still the best you can.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing growth. The business is scaling as it should be. We've mm-hmm. made goals that's and surpassed
so
them.
So good.
We've had returned customers. Mm-hmm. And
that's awesome.
I don't know if anybody's seen the little like video that went viral for a second, and it's like two girls in a shop, and it's clearly it's like CCTV footage, and like they have somebody come in and they like check them out, and the person like walks out the door and the door shuts, and the girls like look at each other and like do like a so dance excited. And they're like, yeah. Yay! Like high five, and like that's still us.
Yeah.
When we like right before we started recording, we got a little bloop, like you have a sale, and we like look over each other and we're like, yeah, oh my god, it's like we're yeah. still giddy little girls with our business mm-hmm. and just excited when you get like the tiniest bit of success.
Yeah. I need to get a bell.
Our bell is do. Awesome.
Congratulations. You just got an order.
Thank you. Order up.
Order up. Money in my bank.
We love it.
Well, I adore you guys so Thank much. You. And we I'm adore so you. Excited for y'all. And I'm so proud of y'all. So tell us like what's coming up next. I know you probably have secrets, but yeah. what's coming up next and how can people connect, buy all the things?
So we're online everywhere. In our Instagram is Drop Collective, and we're Drop with 2 P's, so DROPP. And our website is dropcollective.com. That's spelled the same there, so it's like really important to have a cohesive brand, we learned. And like I said, we have women's ready to wear, we have loungewear, we have jewelry, we have hats, we have shoes, we have some unisex stuff mm-hmm. coming soon. Our hats are unisex, some jewelry we're working on is unisex, we have some other collaborations coming up. Yeah. That we just got really done excited with. Yeah.
And we just got done with market last week.
Picking new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got some cool new stuff.
I'm really excited.
I wish you guys could see McKenna's face.
Yeah. I'm really excited about what we have coming.
Oh, because it's so exciting.
I feel like we're now more confident in moving into the direction that we want to be at.
So good.
Yeah. I'm pumped about it.
Yeah,
we've got really good stuff. And then you can shop with us in person. Mm-hmm. With your mask on at Shop Small Fort Worth. It's in Fort Worth, and all of that info is on our website and like on our Instagram. And then we're always online. We do local delivery if you're in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how sweet.
Isn't that cutie?
That is so cute.
Right on your doorstep.
Right on your doorstep. A little ding dong. We're here.
Tuck your ring doorbell. We're here.
Then you just like that. Now you have a crop top. So we sell other things than crop tops.
It's like her only example.
Y'all have like one or two crops. That's not all you sell.
Yeah, it's a crop top exclusive brand. So it's like only crop tops. Just kidding. But I'm really into a crop top tops today.
For guys?
Yeah, we have unisex crop tops.
My husband honestly would probably wear that.
Great. We'll send him one.
Be so embarrassing.
Tag us.
Mm-hmm. God. Well, I adore you guys. Thank you guys for listening to the Girl Gang podcast. Leave us a rating and review and go hang out with these ladies online. They're so much fun. Go shop Drop Collective and tag them. They would love to see you supporting their goods. And we will see you guys next time.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.